This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
So, 10-year anniversary of the process beginning, not literally today, but the day of the 2013 draft is when the process began. You might remember shortly before that, the Sixers had hired Sam Hinkie. Sixers that night held, the 11th pick, 12th, 13th, whatever it was. And they ended up that night making a trade of Jrue Holiday. And they traded him for another pick. So they ended up getting Michael Carter Williams and Nerlens Noel in that draft. And so began the process. Now, we never could have known at that time that the attempt to back up the truck would be so extreme. We also never could have known with all the, I'll use the term, let's try to have over under 20 today, the term assets. With all the assets they accumulated, we never could have, at least I could not have imagined, that it would turn out so flat, at least to this point, because they bungled it so many different ways, from Bridges to Butler to the handling of Ben to, you know, maybe having the wrong coaches at various points to the Colangelo fiasco to all of it. But here's the deal. As we approach this 10-year anniversary, we're going to ask this question today. The process, was it worth it? Now, here's the thing. This is a question the radio station came up with, meaning our boss. I don't love the phraseology of the question. I want to be very clear.
Ooh, love this. Taking shots at the boss. This
is catty to camera.
This is old
again.
School.
Guys, I'm Spike Eskin.
Back in the day with that.
Yeah, well, Spike wasn't the boss. I was the boss. I remain the boss, and Spike continues to report to me. So here's the deal. Was it worth it is a tricky question. Because the way things have gone, it hasn't worked out. You also can say it hasn't worked out yet, still theoretically could. I mean, it really could. I mean, guys, let's be real. The Heat or the Nuggets are going to win this title. And I honestly don't feel they're light years ahead of the Sixers. I even saw something yesterday where odds came out for next year's NBA title. And the Heat are ranked like 12th or 13th or 14th. Like, they're way behind the Sixers. So it's not impossible the Sixers could climb the mountain next year. It's not the most likely thing, but it's certainly not impossible. So there's the, has it worked out? No. There's also, though, the merit of the intent. Was it worth it? Again, the question the radio station has framed, was it worth it? I would say heading in, yes. Because they had been stuck in purgatory of 7 to 10 seed. Maybe you make the playoffs and get your doors blown out. Maybe you just miss the playoffs and never get a top 5 pick other than the one Evan Turner year. I thought the intent was... So here's my answer, John. Yes. We were asked by the radio station to provide a yes-no answer, and they didn't like my soliloquy that I just gave right there. They said, give me an answer to camera. I said, okay, fine, I'll give you a freaking answer. Yes, it was worth it. Because the intent was wise. The execution was F freaking minus. And believe me, I want to say F something S F minus. All right, John, the floor is yours.
Yeah.
And everyone today at 215-592-9494. 10-year anniversary of the process. Haven't gotten out of the second round, made the playoffs a little bunch 6 years in a row. Was it worth it, John Reggie?
Yes, it was worth
it. Well, you don't say that with a grin.
Think of where we started.
Exactly. This is tearing at me. I am ambivalent to some degree because think of where we started. Think of how much better we are now. Yes, and teams tank. We certainly tanked. We made. We took it to a new level. We might have made it a little too obvious, but it was worth it because we've got Joel, we've got Tyrese, we've got some room to grow, and Daryl Morey could still possibly pull off an unlikely trade or two in the here and now. This team could still win. And what that cost us was three excruciating years of rebuilding. But that left us in a conversation where we are in a position where we are in that conversation.
They're in the conversation.
Eastern
yeah.
conversation.
Yeah, they are.
Every year, and we have netted the MVP at all this. You said you give them an F minus for execution. I'm saying I can't go F minus because we got the MVP of the league at through these dealings. Joel Embiid is here. And when you look at the way this team has improved, look at the regular season, the 50 win
yep.
years. You
yep.
got four out of six, and one of those was a season where we only played 72 games. We won 49 games in a 72 game
right.
season. What basically five out of six seasons you've won 50?
Yeah,
games.
They're like a 52 to 55 win team.
How does
yeah.
that compare to 10 wins? Like I'll take that a 50 five out of six 50.
But
win
here's the problem,
compared to
John.
10
one of the problems though is 10 years. Like it's 50. Like I appreciate the 53 win season, but 10 years is a long time to go through it. Rhea,
it is.
Was the process worth it?
Absolutely not. I mean, to me, you've never. Yeah. So you got out of that little purgatory and you went up to big purgatory.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, the process truly died in the Atlanta series. That's when I believe it died. It's been dead for a couple of years. We just never held a proper ceremony. But what it did was it taught those two players in Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid that it was okay to lose. The culture was not about winning. It was okay. It was about what you said, ass building. It was okay for Joel Embiid to not rehab properly his first year and have to sit out a second year. It was okay to let Ben Simmons not come back from his injury when he probably could have his rookie year so that he could win rookie of the year next year, because on this team, they were allowed to prioritize individual awards over actually winning.
You're right. I mean, listen, that so the culture thing was such a mess. I mean, it was such a, you know, we talk so often about the missed opportunities. One of the missed opportunities that doesn't get talked enough was about establishing culture. I mean, John, you look at what Sirianni and Jalen Hurts together have done. Mm-hmm. And by the way, credit also to other dudes like Jason Kelsey and Lane Johnson. And you go back prior to that,
and
guys
Brandon
like Brandon Graham, Malcolm Jenkins, no longer here. But I'm sure Malcolm had an impact on guys like, you know, I'll just say a T.J. Edwards, who obviously isn't here anymore. But you pass it down the generation and you look to impact the next group. And, you know, I think of a scenario like a Brent Celek to Dallas. Oh, who am I missing?
You're right.
Zach Ertz.
No, yeah, Zach Ertz. Yeah. Brent Celek to Zach Ertz to Dallas Goedert. Like, you do want to pass it down. I wouldn't. I'd keep my job and say, no, I'm not helping. I'm not mentoring this guy. But no, you guys know my point. I mean, one of the things, Ray, to your point, in those years when they stunk, so they chose to stunk with a bunch of 22-year-olds who had no chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
They could have chose to stunk with like a 37-year-old who had no chance to win, who at least would be a pro, like old man Rick Mahorn kind of guy. They didn't have any of that to say, Joel, let me teach you what it's like to be a pro.
No.
So instead, sitting next to Joel on the bench when he wasn't playing or when he was playing was like some hapless 23-year-old who had no idea how to play. So, I mean, John, the mistakes are so massive. And we used to talk, and I guess still do a little bit, about how someday the 30 for 30 is going to come out. In the end, it's probably going to be viewed as an American embarrassment, a Philadelphia embarrassment,
yeah.
if you will, a Philadelphia embarrassment. But the reason I come out to, was it worth it?
You're making it?
It
sound like it's complete, like it's like it is over.
Well, it's not over.
It's over.
I don't think it's over.
I don't think it's over, but I will say it needs some serious resuscitation.
Yeah.
And given their cap realities, that's tough. Look, I come out to the answer of yes, was it worth it? Because I'm answering it from an intent standpoint. I thought the intent
mm-hmm.
was worth it.
Yes.
The results.
The execution.
Yes.
Was horrendous.
Yeah. So look, you have to arrive at your own conclusion of how you even want to answer the question for why, how you even want to arrive at the answer. Is it about intent from the beginning? Is it about results in the end? We're not technically at the end, but at least to this point through 10 years. Look, everyone can weigh in at 215-592-9494. It is amazing that we are at the 10-year anniversary of the process beginning with that June draft in 2013. We'll talk about many twists and turns through the years. We'll also